This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. If you weren't with me in hour number one, I want you to understand that Trump is still alive. There are many avenues that he could still win with. And then, of course, the worst case scenario, and I hate to even talk about it, but you have to talk about it today, because you know we woke up this morning and once again, two states were flipped, Georgia and Pennsylvania. They just keep coming up with ballots on top of ballots on top of ballots, and they just create enough fake, phony, fraudulent ballots, blank ballots filled in, which is Biden, 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 scribble the name, scribble your signature, Biden, Biden, Biden. They have no time to fill out the whole ballot. That's why in swing states there's a huge discrepancy of how the vote came in. Every other state in America, anyone who voted for Biden, voted for everybody else in the Democratic ticket. But in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Georgia, where they're in such a rush to overcome Trump's massive lead, that they could only rush through and pick Biden and then sign it, and then next one, Biden, pick, sign it. And so they didn't vote down the ticket. That's the proof of what fraud it is. But let me give you some examples of where we could still win this thing. Because I didn't even know about all this when the day started. All I did was say, look, we have a great shot to win Arizona. Trump's people have told me they think we're going to win Arizona by the end of next weekend, this coming weekend. So we get Arizona back. And then what I said, literally what I said to Andrew Paul, my trusty vice president of marketing and executive producer and booker and kind of all around right-hand man away, and I said, Andrew, just bear with me here. Go to the electoral map and do a little math for me. If we lose Georgia and don't get it back, and we never get back Wisconsin, all we do is we pick up Arizona, and then the Supreme Court gives us Pennsylvania because of massive, massive problems, especially where the Supreme Court already indicated which way they were going. They're going to rule against all the ballots that come in after Election Day. That's why they refused to rule against it before the election, but they said, we reserve the right to revisit this after the election, so go ahead and segregate all the ballots that come in after Election Day. So if they throw those out, Trump wins Pennsylvania. And then Michigan has such a host of problems. So much cheating in Michigan, I believe you can get Michigan thrown out at the Supreme Court. So if you get Michigan and Pennsylvania thrown out, and you get them back in our column, and you get Arizona back in our column, guess what? And you keep North Carolina. You got to keep North Carolina, but I hear from my sources we're going to keep North Carolina. That's it. Trump wins the election, 279-259. But that's asking a lot. Because you got to get the Supreme Court to throw out Pennsylvania and Michigan. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a lot going on. Let me tell you some things going on that I didn't know about this morning when I put that little plan together. There's something going on in Pennsylvania. Trump says that Republicans in red counties of Pennsylvania requested absentee ballots but ended up voting in person. And you know why? Because talk shows like me and Rush and Savage and Hannity and everybody else, Levin, we all told them, vote in person, vote in person, vote in person. Don't do an absentee ballot. And they listened to us and they voted in person. But unfortunately in Pennsylvania, that was bad news. Because when you do that, your vote doesn't get counted and it becomes a provisional ballot. And Republicans think there's about 100,000 of these ballots where they requested absentee ballots and they voted in person. And they're not saying they're going to win all 100,000. They're saying they're going to win 60-40 or 65-35, which would net them somewhere around 30,000 votes Let me just take a look right now. For argument's sake, I want to see what he's talking about. So Pennsylvania, Biden is won by 16,000 votes. So there it is. They think they're going to get 20 to 30,000 votes back and flip Pennsylvania back to red. And that's it. Democrats have no other shot at the apple. The vote is sealed right now. If they can flip just those 100,000 provisional ballots back, and it's 60-40 or 65-35, they get between 20 and 30,000 votes, and Trump wins Pennsylvania. That's number one. Number two is the Supreme Court could throw out, as I said, all the ballots that came in after Election Day, which I think they were indicated they're going to do. So in that way, they win Pennsylvania too. And then, I never even counted getting Georgia back. That was never even on my radar. But the Trump campaign, a little birdie there told me, the campaign now says that military ballots in Georgia will flip Georgia back. Let me, for argument's sake, let me look at Georgia. How far down are we in Georgia? How many votes do we need? I don't think many. I think less than 10,000. So in Georgia, we lost by 5,000 votes. No, 4,000 votes. Looks to be like 4,200 votes in Georgia. So if you have 20,000 military ballots, military votes 90% for Trump, you're going to flip Georgia back. It's a whole new ballgame. And then let's talk about Michigan for a minute. Michigan has a software glitch that erroneously gave thousands of votes switched from Trump to Biden in one county, in Antrim County, Michigan. But guess what? That software was used to tabulate votes in 47 Michigan counties. So, you know, it switched 3,000 Trump votes to 3,000 Biden votes, 6,000 vote swing. What if there's a 6,000 vote swing in 20 other counties? Right? And 20 of the 47, not in all 47, just in 20 other counties. What if some of them is a 20,000 vote swing? What if some of them are 30,000 vote swings? But what if it's just a 6,000 vote swing in 20 counties? That's 120,000 votes. What's the lead in Michigan? Let's go look at that. Okay. Michigan. Joe Biden's up 2795 to 2649. So 2650 to 2750. Well, he's up about 140,000 votes, by the way. That's a lot of votes. I didn't realize he was up that much at all. I mean, remember, Trump was up 300,000 votes when we went to bed on Tuesday night. And so he's down about 140,000 votes. So you're going to need, in those 47 counties and that 6,000 vote swing, you're going to need like 30 counties to have a 6,000 vote swing. That would be 180,000 votes. Trump would win the election. Trump wins Michigan. What if he's got that many in all 47 counties? What if he's got in only 20 counties, but in the 20 counties, some of them are a 10,000 vote swing and a 20,000 vote swing? Trump could wind up winning Michigan. That's without going to the Supreme Court and getting it thrown out, because in Detroit, all the votes were counted. Trucks pulled up, brought blank ballots, and they didn't allow any Republicans in the county room. So there's all kinds of reasons why you could win Michigan, all kinds of reasons why you could, multiple reasons why you could win Pennsylvania. Looks like we're going to get Arizona. Looks like we're going to keep North Carolina. Right? And then there's Georgia with military ballots. So this thing is so far from over, and the media says it's over. It's a lie. And then let me tell you about Arizona. 11,791 ballots were just released by three Arizona counties. 66.3% were for President Trump. So he's inching away at that lead. He needs approximately 56 to 58% of the remaining votes in Arizona to win the state. He took 66.1% of the latest ballot drop out of Arizona. Or actually, the headline says 66.3. Then you go down the article, it says 66.1, so I don't know which one's right. But Biden only leads Trump by 39,000 votes in Arizona. 39,000. All right, and the latest ballot drop did not come from conservative counties. Okay? Did not. So the liberal media has been teasing a huge win in Pima County as a large part of their projection of Joe Biden taking the state. And in that county, of the 28,000 ballots, 46% were for Biden and 51.1% were for Trump. So Trump won Tucson, Pima County, which is a blue county. So it totally screwed up the media's projections. Fox News looks like complete, utter idiots. Complete other idiots. They never had a right to give Arizona away. Never. So there is still not only a little crack of hope, I think a lot of hope. You know, because I asked Andrew Paul, what if we just keep North Carolina, which my last guess, Liz P. claims North Carolina is solid. We should be good. So if you just keep North Carolina, well, let's look at that one, by the way. I'm looking at all these while I'm at Decision Headquarters. Hold on. I want to see what North Carolina looks like. North Carolina, we are up by 2732 versus 2655. So we're up about 80,000 ballots. That has not moved. They're not inching away in North Carolina. I don't know why. But we're up 80,000 ballots. So assuming we keep North Carolina, I asked Andrew Paul, if we keep North Carolina and we get Arizona over the weekend, which we're going to get, I bet. If we don't, then, you know, all my calculations are off. But if we get Arizona and the campaign feels confident we will, and we somehow win Pennsylvania and Michigan in the Supreme Court, we win the election. I didn't add in Georgia. If we're going to win Georgia because of military ballots, that's a whole new ballgame. Now you don't even need, right? If you keep North Carolina and you get Georgia, you don't need both Penn and Michigan. I think you just need Penn and Arizona. So if Arizona is a good deal and Penn, based on multiple avenues we could win, and Georgia and North Carolina are in the bank, you don't even need Michigan. I don't know. I think we could still win this thing. And the last avenue is just go to the Supreme Court. In the next hour, we'll open up the hour with me reading you my commentary, my column that's out at the Gateway Pundit right now, but that's going to be in newspapers around the country on Sunday. And it's about my idea. I think it's a great idea. Trump should get all his big donors together, and they should put up $100 million, $10 million each, and offer it as a reward to get any Democrat who participated in the scam to steal this election to come forward, get 100% immunity from the DOJ, immunity, so you'll never go to jail, you'll never be in trouble, you don't need a lawyer, you don't need to spend legal fees, and you're going to be rich. You and your family are going to get $1 million. Maybe we'll make this, it's $1 million tax-free. We'll pay the tax on it. You know, these are billionaires. They can afford to do this, and the money they'll save in taxes with a Trump presidency versus Biden, they should be thrilled to do this, to put this up for their country and their children and their grandchildren's future. If you offer big money, I think Democrats will rat all over this country. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare is programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Show Generation Radio Show. I like discounts, and I bet you do too. If you're age 50 or older, the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC for short, has plenty of discounts available for their members. Airlines, hotels, restaurants, auto insurance, and help with your Medicare plans. What I like most about AMAC is they understand my values, and they're fighting for them every day. Unlike the other guys that just talk a good game, AMAC is actually holding to my biblical Christian American constitutional values. It feels good to belong to a true American organization. Why don't you join me by calling them at 855-696-7930. That's 855-696-7930. Again, the number is 855-696-7930. And use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. And get your first year on me.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature
major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS,
do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior with you. The Root's on fire. I get so many emails from people saying thank you, that I'm ready to put a gun in my mouth and kill myself. I'm so depressed this morning, and the only guy who keeps me high is you. But I'm not doing this to keep you high falsely. I don't want to give anyone false hope. If I didn't believe this, I wouldn't talk about it. First of all, I'm a never say die guy. You know, I was once taught by a brilliant businessman that the key to success in business is to act like you're an airline pilot and your plane is going down. And you know what pilots do when their plane's going down? They calmly breathe deep, and they check every single gauge and every single switch. Check up, check down, check up, check down. And the whole time, the plane's going down. They're all going to die. You got to calmly check 20 gauges and 20 switches, and you'll find the right one, and you'll pull out of the dive, and you'll be okay. Or you won't, you'll die. It's just the way it is. You got to maintain calm. Either way, you're dead. If you get hysterical, you're dead. So your only chance to live is to be calm and check 20 different gauges. And you might find the right one and pull out of it, and you live. And I think that's what I am. I'm a positive thinker, and I believe I'll pull out of it. And sometimes you do crash and burn. But I think we'll pull out of it. And I know there's ways to find the right gauge or the right switch, and we'll pull out of it. And I've just told you all the ways we can still win this thing. But I think Trump would be making a big mistake if he doesn't take me up on my idea. It was years ago, I'm the one who gave him the idea to put up a $10 million reward for the college records of Barack Obama at Columbia University. And he listened to me, and he did it. I wrote the column. My buddy handed the column to Trump. Trump went out and did exactly what I said, except, I shouldn't even say exactly. Trump did almost what I said. He read my column. It said offer a $10 million reward to anyone who can bring him Obama's college records at Columbia. And instead, he read my column and he went out and immediately announced the $10 million reward for Obama's college records. And he said, I'll give the $10 million to Obama's charity of choice. Barack Obama, I'm offering you $10 million for charity to give me your college records. And I could have told him that would never work. Obama doesn't want your $10 million. Obama doesn't need to give $10 million to charity. He doesn't want to do any of that because he doesn't want to ever let his records out. You've got to get someone to steal those records and take them out. Just like they've done with every other president. You know, steal sounds like a bad word. Well, I don't know. Somebody leaked George Bush's records. Somebody leaked John Kerry's records. Somebody leaked Bill Clinton's college records. Everybody's college records have been leaked. Everybody knew every other guy ever running for president till Obama. Obama is the most closely guarded secret. It's like guarding the recipe for the nuclear bomb. It's amazing. The atom bomb in World War II. You got to be kidding me. How is everyone guarding it like it's Fort Knox? You should have offered $10 million to any employee at Columbia University that will sneak out Obama's college records. That's what you should have done. Anyway, I have a track record, that means, of Trump listening to my ideas to give a reward, a multi-million dollar reward. And so I've never given a more important advice to Trump than today. Offer a $100 million reward. It can't be from you. You're the president. I mean, it could be. I don't think it's illegal, but I wouldn't do it as the president. But his family could do it. Don Jr. could do it. Ivanka could do it. Jared could do it. But more importantly, it could be all his donors. $10 million apiece from 10 donors. And that's a $100 million reward to the first 100 people who come forward, $1 million each, who participated in the scam to steal the American election for the Democrat Party. And if you wind up with the guys who did this in Michigan, and the guys who did this in Wisconsin, and the guys who did this in Pennsylvania, and they spill all the secrets to the Supreme Court, and also to the real court that matters, the American people, that's the end of the Democrat Party. And Trump becomes a legend. A man who lost the presidency and proved through a $100 million reward, proved he was robbed, he was jobbed, he was ripped off, it was an armed robbery. It was treason. And took it back and won the presidency. Man, you go down in history as a legend. A legend. And the Democrat Party is dead because they're a bunch of cheats and we proved it. So, sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way, is Energized Health. I recently met John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. They shared with me their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, which makes people lose fat fast while you're still able to eat the foods you love, plus supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural. Without painful exercise, I've started the program. I'm going to be on it for the next 88 days or so, and I'll share updates with you. You don't go to the scale every day. So the last time I went was 2 days ago. I'd lost 6.2 pounds and gained a bunch of muscle, and I lost a bunch of fat. And John Jubilee took a look at my app and the numbers and said, man, you don't even know the half of it. You've lost 10 pounds of pure fat. 6 pounds of weight is not the same as fat. You've lost 10 pounds of fat and traded it in for 2 pounds of muscle. Energized Health offers 100% money-back guarantee. Go to their website. Hundreds of amazing testimonials. Click on the red button. Watch the masterclass. It's free at EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com. Or just call them and join, 888-444-8895. Discuss it with them, 888-444-8895. Mention Wayne Allyn Root and get the war discount for taking action now. And it's a good discount, 888-444-8895, EnergizedHealth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The RNC has deployed legal teams in 4 states, including Georgia.
RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel speaking in Georgia, saying they're going to be looking into irregularities in those four states. McDaniel continues,
"We are here to investigate clear irregularities. You will hear the evidence of this later on with vote counting and tabulation. We will work with state and local authorities to ensure that a legal count is conducted in accordance to the state's laws."
Biden's lead in Georgia over the president is just over 4,200 votes. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow losing 67 points to end the week at 28,323. The S&P dropping 1 and the NASDAQ gaining 4. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior's with you. You know me, I'm not giving up on Trump. And by the way, my new book is out, Trump Rules, on Tuesday. My brand new book, Trump Rules, comes out on Tuesday, and it's not about politics. It's just I've been studying the man for 40 years, since I was a freshman in college, and he's always been my my model for how I would run my businesses. And I went from a son of a butcher to making millions of dollars in many different businesses and achieving a certain amount of celebrity and brand on TV and on radio, first in sports and then in politics, all because of Donald Trump's rules, and I put them in a book. And so all I could tell you is the man is amazing. He's got a magic wand, and if you follow his rules, you'll do great. And my takeaway from knowing those rules my whole life is that Trump will never give up, and he will fight all the way to the Supreme Court and fight like crazy at the Supreme Court, and he could still wind up president of the United States. Anybody else would give up. McCain would give up. Dole would give up. Gerald Ford would give up. Mitt Romney would give up. Jeb Bush would give up. George Bush would give up. George H.W. Bush would give up. For the good of the country, they'd let Democrats cheat us out of this country. But he will not do that. And so he's going to fight like a cornered Wolverine. And I think there's still a decent chance we're going to get this. Is it a 50% chance? I don't think so. Is it a 70% chance we have the edge? No, we don't have the edge. Is it like a 25% to 33% chance? Yes. Liberals and the media would say it's zero. I would say we have a 25 to 30% chance, which is reasonable, of still winning this thing. And I gave you all the avenues. I'll give it again in hour number three. Our guest this year, Christina Leyla, the Gateway Pundit assistant editor. We love having her on, talking about the biggest stories at Gateway Pundit. I've got to tell you, Christina, every day during the election, pre-election, the election, and post-election, the first stop every morning I go to, the minute I wake up, my head lifts off the pillow, I grab my cell phone and I go to the Gateway Pundit, because you guys have the stories that, you know, to me are the most interest to me and any Trump fan, any Trump supporter, and I just love your stories, I've got to tell you. Great stuff.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And you write a lot of them, right? You're one of the key people that writes them, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm the assistant editor of the site, and I write pretty much most of the stories aside from the editor-in-chief, Jim Hoff.
And so Jim and you just look at the news all day long and write a story from it. Is that kind of what happens?
Yeah, I have a breaking news desk that I put together, and I'm very in touch with the readership. I read comments, and I'm in touch with what they want to see, their knowledge, and that's what I look for.
It's really
quite
amazing.
Make sure that we have all the breaking stories.
Mm-hmm. You know, the only place a person can go is a real Trumper and a real conservative and a real capitalist. You know, you got to go to like Gateway Pundit or Breitbart or Zero Hedge or Wayne Root's radio show, and that's it. Because the real truth is, like I was mentioning to my guest Liz Peek. You know, Liz, she's a great guest, and I had her on last hour. And I was mentioning to Liz, Christina, that I'm getting a lot of pressure from people in the business. They think I'm the next Rush Limbaugh. They think I'm the next Michael Savage, whatever word you want to use. And they're all like, you're going to ruin your career if you stick with Trump. You got to get away from Trump now. He's like a burning body. He's dead. Stay away from him. He's in ashes. Nobody's going to stick with him. They're going to bury him. He's done. Everyone's leaving him. All the networks are leaving him. No one likes him anymore. And you're going to ruin your career by saying Democrats stole the election. Well, I'll tell you what, unless your site is lying about everything, and it's not lying, it's got photos, it's got videos, it's got proof, they stole Michigan and they stole Wisconsin. I'm never going to stop telling the truth. They stole Pennsylvania. Clearly they stole Pennsylvania. They stole in Georgia. They're trying to steal every state they could steal. And it's absolute criminal fraud. And there's no reason to hide it, and I'm not going to hide it, and I don't care. They can screw my career all they want. Then they're all a bunch of liars, and they're all in bed together trying to ruin Donald Trump. It's amazing.
Right. I mean, normally when they commit voter fraud, it's underground. It's, you know, bottom shelf brown paper bag. We don't really see evidence of it. We know it's happening, but what they're doing right now is just, it's on display. They're brazenly, they have no choice. President Trump was up nearly 700,000 votes in Pennsylvania on election night. They were so stunned at Trump's performance this year. He outperformed 2016 that they had to freeze the counting. They had to freeze the counting and regroup, and that's what you're seeing right now. It is impossible There is no way that Pennsylvania can just find a million ballots for Biden in 2 days.
Yeah, it's a million votes since Election Day. That's more votes. That's a third of the votes he got on Election Day, right?
Right.
That's crazy.
Right. And what we're seeing, too, are statistical impossibilities, such as huge ballot dumps that are 100% for Biden. We're also seeing irregularities where Biden supposedly carried a county with record numbers. However, the down ballot didn't match. So what that means is the senators or the congressmen who were Democrats didn't get any votes. How is that possible that, you know, a large percent of people only voted for the president on the ballot and ignored the senator or the congressman? In contrast, Trump's numbers add up to the down ballot. Whatever Trump received as president, a vote for president, so did the Republican congressmen and senators who were also on the down ballot. That makes sense. That adds up. When you see a presidential candidate get more votes than the down ballot, it doesn't make sense.
No, except they were in a rush, right? They were trying to fill out a million ballots. They were just putting Biden's rough signature, Biden, rough signature, Biden, rough.
Exactly.
Illegible signature, so no one could ever tell what it is and who did it, right? That's what they were trying to do. It's so clear what's going on. And it's also, but none of this, you don't win at the Supreme Court because you say, well, your honors, you know, it's pretty obvious that Biden did much better in swing states than in all the other states, which makes no sense. They must have been cheating and filling out ballots. They're not going to give you that. And you could also say, my common sense says, how come I went to bed on Tuesday night and Trump was ahead by 300 in Michigan and 120 or so in Wisconsin, and I woke up the next morning and I'm losing them both, and they said they were closing for the night. So where did those votes come from in the middle of the night? And how is it 138,000 to zero? But that's still not enough to get them to overturn it. I'm telling you, what you've got to do is my idea, Christina, which you guys put on your website, which is put up a gigantic bounty. I just used 100 million as the number, but I don't care if it's 10 million or 20 million or 100 million. I'd like it to be even more. I'd like it to be a quarter billion. Put up a huge number as a reward or a bounty and ask people to come forward who are involved, participated in the actual fraud, and we'll give them 100 of them each $1 million. And so they're rich for life. They're done. They could retire, and they get full immunity. And anyone who doesn't come forward is going to go to jail for a long time. So one guy gets $1 million. Look around to your right. Look around to your left. Those two guys are going to jail when you're out on them. So everyone will want to come forward before they get in trouble. That's the way to do this.
Right. I mean, that is an idea. That is definitely an idea. But Trump does have a fight in the Supreme Court based on state laws. And we already have, I've been covering the Supreme Court fight in Pennsylvania. According to the law in Pennsylvania, every ballot must be turned in by 8 p.m. on election night.
Right. So they can throw all of those out. Yes.
The 3-day extension didn't come from the state legislature. It came from the state Supreme Court.
Right.
And so the U.S. Supreme Court already said there's four justices. It was a 4-4 gridlock because this is before Amy Coney Barrett participated.
Right. Correct.
Four justices already said, no, it is unconstitutional for a state Supreme Court to create law. So that's where Trump's going to fight Pennsylvania.
But what I don't get
all the ballots that came in after Election Day need to be thrown out.
All right. Now, I understand that's going to be a very big bone of contention. But my point is,
yeah.
Why did they do that? Why didn't they just say, you know, in other words, once they rule 4-4, it's a tie. How are you allowed to revisit it? It sounds like the Supreme Court threw it out and that's the end of it. How are you allowed to revisit it because it was 4-4?
They said they would revisit it. So Trump
after the election.
Back to the Supreme. Yes.
Okay, so Amy Coney Barrett suddenly gives you a 5-4 lead, and boom,
yeah.
You win on the same issue that you tied on. Therefore, it was a, you know, a lose for you before. Now it could be a win. So, I mean, that's one avenue to win Pennsylvania. That's certainly a good one right there. And then a second one is, I don't know if you know this, one of my buddies is very tight in the White House, and he told me, spoke to all the people in the White House, and they tell him that there's another way to win Pennsylvania. There were about 100,000 people who ordered absentee ballots but then decided to go vote in person. And when they did that, that means it canceled out their vote and they only got a provisional ballot. And those provisional ballots have to be counted, but they were not counted. And they're at least 60% Trump, maybe 65% Trump. And so if you do the math, you know, you're picking up about 20,000-25,000 in belief. When I looked right now at Election Desk, Pennsylvania's winning for Biden by 16,000 votes. So if Trump picks up 20,000-25,000, he wins Pennsylvania with that. That's what they think. They also told me.
Yeah, I heard about that too.
And he could win Georgia. They say Georgia, we're only losing by 6,000 votes. They say they've got more than that in military ballots that have not been counted yet. So we're going to bounce back and win Georgia. And I think by the end of the weekend, we win Arizona. So this race is far from over, and the mainstream media will not tell you about these things. It's unbelievable.
Right. Well, that's part of the strategy, right? It's to delegitimize Trump. And let's say Trump shakes out and he ends up winning this election after fighting in the courts.
They're going to say he's the illegitimate president.
Percent of the country. Exactly. And that's the point. That's why they're coming out and saying, I mean, you have one breaking news desk, one decision desk saying, oh, Biden's, you know, he already got to 270. You have Fox News coming out saying Biden won Arizona. I don't believe they've retracted that yet.
No, they never have.
So it's an information war.
It was ridiculous that they ever gave in the first place. It was ridiculous.
Right.
And you know what's crazy about it? Christina Layla, we're talking to at the Gateway Pundit, assistant editor. And what's ridiculous is that on the night that it happened, Tuesday night, election night, they took the little nerd, the little four-eyed nerd, out from behind the curtains who makes those decisions, and they made him go on TV and explain his decision, which was very unusual. And it must be because the network got bombarded with thousands and thousands of people who said, you SOBs, we're never going to watch Fox News ever again. So they were desperate to bring him out and make him explain his decision. Then I found out the next day while I was on the air, Wednesday while I was on the air, they made him come out again during a Fox show and explain his point of view, and they said it was so pathetic. He brought up his family and his wife and his children. Oh my God, what's that got to do with anything? What is that? He said he's so nonpartisan. He never makes a decision based on partisan views. He made it based on doing the right thing. Oh man, that tells you it was never based on the right thing. Unbelievable.
Right, and here's the bottom line. The media.
Christina, hold on. Christina, we're going to the break. Give me the bottom line when we come back around the other side. Hang out. We didn't get to three quarters of the stuff I want to talk about. So hang with us. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Christina Layla, thegatewaypundit.com. I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wade Allyn-Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. Recently, I met John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. They shared with me their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. I've started the program, and I'll share updates with you over the next 88 days. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. And check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. John and Chelsea Jubilee are transforming lives. Let yours be one of them. Energized Health offers 100% money-back guarantee. They're A-plus rated and have helped thousands over 20 years. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button. Watch the master class or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get the WAR Action discount. EnergizedHealth.com.
Dish TV is better. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I'm telling you, the election is far from over. We've got some breaking news. I'll let Christina Lela break it for us. Christina's breaking news out of the Supreme Court, right?
Yes. So breaking right now, Shannon Bream from Fox News just broke that Justice Alito from the Supreme Court has just issued an order that any ballot received after 8 p.m. on Election Day in Pennsylvania must be segregated and secured. And if counted, they must be counted separately. There's a petition pending before the Supreme Court right now. And this is something that was brought to the Supreme Court last week. And there's a lot of confusion with this. The Supreme Court did not already order this. The Pennsylvania officials said they were going to voluntarily do this.
I'm surprised.
However, I believe that what's happening right now is so alarming that the Supreme Court is stepping in.
So explain something to me, and maybe you don't know the answer to this either, because I don't know. I'm not a legal mind. I was pre-law at Columbia University, but that was 40 years ago, and I haven't studied it since. So my question is, why is it Alito's decision to make? Doesn't have to be the whole court. How could one judge of the Supreme Court make that decision? What did the rest of them say about it? I don't get it.
Okay, from my understanding, and again, I don't have a law degree either. From my understanding from the previous ruling, Justice Alito made a comment during the ruling, the 4-4 gridlock, when the GOP sued to have the 3-day extension tossed out. Part of the ruling, part of the request from the GOP and Trump's campaign was to separate any ballots they came in after Election Day because they're going to fight over those.
Right.
And the Supreme Court didn't order that because before they issued their first ruling, Pennsylvania said, oh, no, we're going to voluntarily separate them. You don't have strong arm us. But Judge Alito said in last week's ruling that he's going to step in and perhaps put out an order.
Got it.
Which I believe they have the authority to do.
Obviously, I just did not realize that one Supreme Court judge has the authority to do something because obviously there's three liberals on the court, three liberals and John Roberts. So how could one guy do it? What do the other ones think about it? But, obviously he does have that right. So in any case, good news. And it's what I've been arguing all along. That's one of our paths to win Pennsylvania. The problem is that as you lose Georgia, you don't necessarily have the race anymore. You needed to keep Georgia and Pennsylvania and North Carolina. I think now it's clear we're going to hold North Carolina, right? That appears to be the case.
It looks like it. But, you know, with this ballot harvesting, this is what's so crazy right now. We don't know how many ballots are outstanding, and that's the number they keep moving around. So when we have our math whiz kids saying, hey, you know, we only have 200,000 ballots outstanding, and there's no way Biden can overcome Trump's lead. Well, all of a sudden, they're finding more ballots. So now they're saying, oh, there's 300,000 ballots outstanding. So that increases Biden's ability to overcome Trump's lead. And that's what they're doing in every state right now.
Right.
So what I believe Trump can do, and he said in his statement the other day, Georgia has the same law as Pennsylvania. The votes must be in by, 7 or 8 p.m. on election
night. I didn't know that. That's good news for Georgia, too.
Yeah, so that's what Trump needs to do. He needs to go to the Supreme Court on Georgia. He needs to fight Pennsylvania. And it's going to be a nasty fight, but he has to do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, McCain wouldn't do it. Romney wouldn't do it. None of the Bushes would do it. Bob Dole wouldn't do it. Right. Gerald Ford wouldn't do it. All the Republican losers in history who are weak-willed and get stepped on by the Democrats, none of them would do it. They'd say, for the good of the country, we have to move on.
Right.
Yeah, let them rip us off. It's okay. They ruined your life and ripped you off. Mitt Romney, what a moron. They stepped on his face with cleats, and he said, it's okay. Turn the other cheek. I love my fellow man. I mean, that's a moron.
Right.
And so you'll never accuse Donald Trump of turning the other cheek, right? No such thing. So that's really good news. I'm thrilled you were on the show, because I would not have known that. It's not even out yet in the media. You have to get that on your breaking news desk. So
right.
Christina has given us a great breaking news story. So the other thing is, you know, people assume you're never getting Michigan back. And I've always said so much horrible, terrible fraud went on in Michigan that you could get Michigan back at the Supreme Court. But then we came up with this software glitch. Maybe you get it back just from that. Tell us about that, Christina.
Okay, this is a weird story. So there was a computer glitch in a Republican stronghold in Michigan. I believe it's pronounced Antrim County. And initially, Biden was winning. Biden won the county. And people are like, this doesn't make sense. You know, this is a red area. There's no way Biden took this. Well, I guess a computer glitch in the software added like an extra zero to Biden's numbers. And so when they fixed it, it ended up being a Trump victory. It was about 6,000 votes that they stole from Trump. And now the GOP chairwoman of Michigan came out and said, hey, we just realized that this same software was used in 47 counties in Michigan. So now they are asking for all 47 counties to be audited.
Right, but, you know, the thing is that shocked me. I went out and looked at our deficit in Michigan. We were up 300,000, and suddenly he's ahead. I thought he was only ahead, like in Georgia, by 6,000 votes. In Pennsylvania, 16,000. I didn't realize he had that big a lead in Michigan. In Michigan, it's like a 150,000-vote lead. So we're going to need all 47 of those counties to have that glitch, and they're all going to need to have, you know, 5,000, 6,000, 10,000 of each county. And then we could overcome the lead and win Michigan, but it better be that big, Christina.
We'll see.
We'll find out.
The nail biter for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's not over. It is not over yet. If we get Georgia back and we get Pennsylvania back and we get Arizona flipped, it's a whole new ball game. Christina Leyla, the Gateway Pundit assistant editor, her Skype panel. Oh, I got the Skype panel. You don't need that. I thought that was your Twitter handle I was about to give out. Christina Leyla, let's go to thegatewaypundit.com. You'll find her there. She's the best. Thank you, Christina.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.